们仍然打开约翰福音第十三章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章，我愿中文读，那位托尼弟兄用英文读。
John chapter 13, we'll read it in Chinese and then in English.
我们从第一节看到第十五节。
From verse 1 to verse 15.
约翰福音第十三章第一节，逾节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Verse 1. It was just before Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full context, the extent of his love.
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
The evening meal was being served. And the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
就离席站起来脱了衣服，那一条手巾所腰。
So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist.
随后把水倒在盆里，要就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所说的手巾擦干。
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him.
挨到西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。
Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
Jesus answered, A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you.
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。
For he knew who was going to betray him.And that was why he said not everyone was clean.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？
When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
十六节，我实实在在的告诉你们，仆 仆人不能大过主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
Verse 16, I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor the messenger greater than the one who sent him.
你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
我们圣经就读到这里。
We will finish reading the scripture here.
我记得前一次我在这里所释放的信息，主要按照今年度的主题，说我保罗说我就是基督，我死了就有益处，所以我有说到保罗的人生，就是保罗所说的。
My last message here, it was according to what our plan to for the messages. From Paul, he said that to live is Christ, but to die is gain.
保罗的人生也可以说是每一个基督徒的人生。
The life of Paul is also the life of all Christians.
神借着保罗给我们的话语，他的人生也是我们的人生。
God gave His word to us through Paul, so His life is also our life.
所以每一个基督徒的人生的目的，乃是活着，乃是为着基督。
So the goal of every Christian is to live like Christ.
第二点就是我们活着，乃是要像基督。
And we also live for Christ.
以后我们可以说我活着就是基督。
And so we can say we live, to live is Christ.
我想我们有很多的人不敢说我活着就是基督。
Many of us don't dare to say to live is Christ.
但是在这里乃是一个我们生命的一个过程。
So this is a process in our life.
我们虽然不敢说，但是我们的人生的整个的过程方向都是向着这一句话而走。
Even though we don't dare to say that, but our goal and our direction is towards this.
所以我要继续的下去说，我们要活着为着就是基督，我们乃是要更多的认识基督。
So that's why I continue to say.We have to live like Christ. We first have to know Him more.
所以今天借着约翰最后把神的话语述说出来。
So today, from John, we're using the passage from John when towards the end of Jesus' life.
所以我们就在这刚刚所读的经文的里面，我们怎样的认识我们所相信的基督？
So through the passage we just read, we try to know more about our Lord.
在刚刚所读的经文的里面，十三章第一节到第五节，我们可以说，我们所相信的主乃是降卑的主。
And from the passage we just read, verse 1 through 5, we can say that our Lord is a Lord of humility.
第二段就是从第六节到第十节，乃是告诉我们，我们所相信的主乃是洁净我们的主。
And from verse 6 to verse 10, our Lord is a Lord of purification.
他不但曾经借着他在十字架的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Not only that he cleansed our sins from the work that he did on the cross.
我们就是信主以后，在我们的人生的路程的里面，我们常常的还是有许多的过失。
And even though in our process of being a Christian, we still have a lot of wrongdoings.
我们还是会那个无意的当中会犯了许多的罪。
And we can still sin as a Christian.
但是在这里第二段就告诉我们怎么办呢？我们的主耶稣替我们洗脚。
So what are we to do? We saw that here our Lord is the Lord that wash our feet.
第三段就是十一节到十七节。
And the third section is from verse 11 to 17.
他乃是荣耀的主。
And he is the Lord of glorification.
在这里耶稣替门徒洗脚是一个很大的一个表征。
And this is the Lord washing the disciples' feet is a great revelation.
不但告诉我们说他是降卑的主。
Not only to show us that he is a Lord of humility.
他乃是不断地洁净我们的主。
But he continues to purify us.
他也是得着了荣耀，称为我们的主。
And he is also the one who received glory and be called our Lord.
他从死里复活，得着了荣耀。
He resurrected and he received glory.
他也回到父神的面前，承受原来的荣耀。
And he returned to the Father and had his original glory.
所以他乃是荣耀的主。
So he is the Lord of glorification.
在这一段的圣经的里面，主要就是告诉我们耶稣如何的为他的门徒洗脚。
And this passage primarily talks about how the Lord washes the disciples' feet.
我们若是看到福音书马太马可路加这三个福音。
When we look at the other Gospels, Mark, Matthew and Luke.
现在我们再看到约翰福音。
And then now, the Gospel of John.
这许多的门徒，十二个门徒，虽然他撇下一些跟随主耶稣。
These 12 disciples, even though they dropped everything to follow Jesus,
也可以说这十二个门徒是组成了主耶稣的一个有机体。
And we can say that this becomes an organic body of Christ.
这十二个门徒也可以说代表了以后的教会。
And they represent the church that comes after.
虽然他们说他是跟随主耶稣的。
So they become his disciples.
虽然他们说我撇下一切要跟随主。
Even though they dropped everything to follow Jesus.
虽然说我名誉也不要，利益也不要。
And I don't want, and they say they don't want any name or fortune, fame or fortune.
但是在他们的当中，常常彼此的相争伟大。
But many times among them, they were arguing about who is the greatest.
我们若是看到马可，特别马可福音来看的时候，在马可福音的第八章的里面，他们在路上，他们就彼此的讨论议论说，到底谁是最大的。
And we can see from Mark, the Gospel of Mark, that they were arguing who among them were the greatest.
以后我们看到马可福音第九章。
And we see in Mark chapter 9.
当耶稣第二次预言到他要受难。
And the second time he prophesied that he will be suffering.
所以耶稣就来到加百农。
And he came to Capernaum.
他们在路上的时候还是议论说到底谁是最大的。
And on the way there, they were arguing who was the greatest.
所以在三四五节耶稣就坐下叫十二个门徒来。
And so in verse 35, they said, he called his disciples to him.
说你们若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做仆人的做众人的愣人。
And he said, if you are want to be the first, then you have to be the last and be the servant of all.
他们在当中常常的彼此讨论说谁是最大的。
So they were discussing who among them were the greatest.
他们心里也愿意能够做带领的。
And in their heart, they want to be the leader.
所以到了第十章，耶稣又宣告，告诉他们怎样的要受难。
And in verse, in chapter 10 of Mark, again, Jesus talked about how he was going to be suffering.
这个时候，西比泰就带着他两个儿子。
and then Zebedee brought his two sons.
在另外福音就记载说，西比泰的妻子带走他的两个儿子。
And it, in the Bible it says that the wife of Zebedee brought her two sons.
他们就来求耶稣，德国降临的时候，一个坐在他的右边，一个坐在他的左边。
And he said, when you come in glory, I want one of my sons to sit at your right and one on the left.
所以他们就要求耶稣给他们在天国的里面能够做左右的丞相。
So he wanted to, she wanted her sons to be one in the kingdom of God, one sit on the right of Jesus and the other on the left.
所以耶稣就问，告诉他们说，你们不知道所求的到底是什么。
Jesus said, you don't know what you're asking.
他说，我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？
And he said, the cup that I drink, can you drink? And the suffering that I'm going to go through, can you do that?
他只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以吃的，乃是为谁预备就赐给谁。
But to sit at my right or the left is not for me to grant.
所以其他的十个门徒他们就非常的生气。
And the other ten becomes angry.
所以耶稣就对他们，请他们来，告诉他们说。
And Jesus asked him to come and said to them.
他说外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们。
He said the Gentiles have rulers rule over them.
有大臣。掌权管说他们
and they have high officials exercising authority over them.
但是世上里面中间不是这样
but among you it's not like that.
你们中间谁用伟大就必做你们的院人
so instead whoever wants to be great you must be a servant.
在你们中间谁用为首就必做众人的仆人
and if you want to be the first then you must be a slave to all.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Because the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give his life as ransom for many.
在这里，耶稣告诉我们他来地上的目的。
Here Jesus told us the goal that why he came to this earth.
我们的主耶稣来到地上有两个目的。
Jesus came to this earth. He has two goals.
一个目的乃是要服侍世界上的人。
One is to serve.
第二个目的乃是要成了一个赎价救赎。
And the other is to become a ransom.
换一句话，我们的主来到地上乃是要成了人类的救赎。
In other words, he wants to come to this world to be the salvation for mankind.
第二个，耶稣来到地上乃是要做人类的榜样。
And the other is to come and be an example to mankind.
特别是信他的人的榜样。
Especially those who believe in him.
做了信他的人的救赎。
And to become the salvation of those who believe in him.
当耶稣最后晚餐的时候。
And during the Last Supper.
那是记载在路加福音第二十二章。
And that was recorded in Luke chapter 22.
门徒仍然地继续彼此的争道。
And they continue to dispute about who is the greatest.
最后的晚餐以后，在路加福音第二十二章二十四节。
And in Luke chapter 22, verse 24.
当犹大出去以后，他们领了主耶稣所预备的饼和杯。
After Judas left and they partake of the bread and the wine.
到了二十四节，门徒起了争论。
They started to have a dispute.
他们不单是议论到谁要做大。
Not only they were discussing who was considered to be the.
现在他们就来争论说。谁他们中间哪一个可算伟大
Now they are disputing who is the greatest.
所以耶稣在二十五节耶稣说外邦人有君王为主治理他们。
And so in verse 25, Jesus said to them, the kings of the...
那掌管他们的称为恩主,
and those exercise authority over them are called...
但你们不可这样,
but you are not to be like that.
你们里头伟大的,
instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest.
为首领的,
and the one rules, who rules like the one who serves.
是谁伟大, 是坐席的你, 是服侍人的你?
For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves?
不是坐席的伟大吗?
Is it not the one who is at the table?
然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的,
but I am among you as one who serves.
28节, 我在磨难之中, 常和我同在的就是你们,
you are those who stood by me in my trials.
我将国赐给你们, 正如我父赐给我一样,
and I confer on you a kingdom just as my father conferred,
叫你们在我国里, 坐在我的席上伺候,
so that you can sit at my table,
并且坐在宝座上,
and sit at the throne,
审判以色列12个支派,
to judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
但是最后, 使徒约翰在晚年的时候, 特别记住主耶稣所做的事情, 所给我们的教训,
so, especially when in the late days of John, he remembered what God had done, what Jesus had done.
所以他就立了有给门徒洗脚的榜样,
so he recorded the example of Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
这个我们就回到约翰福音第13章,
and this brings us back to John chapter 13.
我们刚刚已经读过,
and we have just read it.
在这里我们就看到我们的主乃是自己谦卑降卑的主。
Here we see that our Lord is one who is humble.
在诗篇第113篇,
in Psalm 113,
中间有一句话,
there is a verse.
我常常地读着一节的圣经,
I read this verse often.
但是我常常地没有办法背着一节圣经,
but many times I still could not memorize it.
所以我就常常要读着两节的圣经,
so I read it very often.
在诗篇113篇第5节第6节,
Psalm 113 verses 5 and 6.
他说谁像耶和华我们的神呢?
It says, who is like the Lord our God?
他坐在至高之处,
the one who sits enthroned on high,
自己谦卑,
who stoops down to,
观看天上地下的事,
to look on the heavens and the
这里不是说到我们要谦卑,
here is not to say that we have to be
这里我们的谦卑乃是根源在我们的神他是谦卑的神,
the root of our humility is in
我们的神虽然是坐在至高之处,
even though our God sits enthroned on high,
但是他却是谦卑要看见天上地上的事情,
but he wants to humble himself and to see what's on
the earth. 神是在查看每一个教会,
so the God looks at every church.
神是在查看每一个信他的人,
and he looks on everyone who believes in him.
神是要查看每一个侍奉他的人,
and all who serve him.
神是要查看这许许多多做教会领袖的人,
and all who are leaders of the church.
到底有没有与神一样的有谦卑的心,
whether they have humility just like God.
门徒一直在跟随主3年半,
these disciples followed Jesus for 3.5 years,
但是仍然不了解我们的主的意思,
but still does not understand our,
在犹太人的规矩的上面,
according to the customs of the Jewish people.
他们在请客的时候, 他们必须要替哪个客人来洗脚,
when they have guests, they are supposed to wash the feet of the guests.
一般的人乃是他的仆人或是奴仆来为这许多客人来洗脚,
the custom is to have the servants or slaves to wash the feet of the guests.
他们去复习的时候必须要洗好澡。
And to go to a banquet, they have to first take a bath.
但是他从家里走到哪一个主人的请客的地方的时候，他穿着哪一个无底的鞋？
And when they walk from their home to the banquet, they were wearing sandals.
所以可以说他的衣服上脚脚两个脚或者腿，他们不会染着许多灰尘。
So in their body and their leg is not going to be dirty.
但是他们的脚还是会沾染许多灰尘。
But their feet still in contact with a lot of dust.
所以主人一定要预备水替这个客人来洗脚。
So the host will have to prepare the water to wash.
那这个晚上乃是逾越节的宴席。
And that night it was the Passover feast.
这个宴席上的主人就是我们的主耶稣。
And the host is our Lord Jesus.
但是没有人那个洗那个洗脚。
So nobody had washed the feet.
我们的主耶稣没有用佣人，也没有有他的奴仆。
Our Lord does not have a servant or a slave.
但是每一个门徒都坐在哪一个地方，他们就沾着他的脚。
And the disciples were sitting there.
所以这个时候，约翰记载说，第四节说，他就立即站起来。
So, and now John recorded that Jesus got up from the meal, from the table.
他就脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
He took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist.
随后就把水倒在盆里。
And then he poured water into a basin.
就洗门徒的脚。
And began to wash the disciples.
并用自己所说的手巾擦干。
And then drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him.
这是刚刚我们所读的腓立比书第二章第六节到第八节。
And this is also similar to what we just read in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
在约翰福音呢，是也是预先做了一个榜样，做了一个表征的记号，做了一个特别的，把他自己来到地上的一切的哪一个争议，借着哪一个洗脚来表明出来。
And in John, it shows that Jesus, what he came to this earth for, and set an example.
那我想这个不是很容易很快的，你们就可以了解。
It's not something that we can grasp and understand very quickly.
如同耶稣对门徒说，我现在洗你的脚，你不明白。
Just like Jesus said, now I'm washing your feet, but you.
但是以后你明白。
But you will understand later.
我们做了一个基督徒，开始的时候有许许多多不明白的事情。
When we first become a Christian, there are a lot of things that we don't understand.
我们不能够谅解前面弟兄所做的事情。
And we can don't realize what others have done.
我们不了解耶稣基督给我们的许多的教训。
And we don't understand a lot of the teachings of Jesus.
我们常常乃是用我们自己的知识。自己世上的方法来解释神的话。
And we use a lot of our experience in this world to explain the word of God.
但是渐渐我们要明白。
But slowly we will understand.
渐渐我们要知道主耶稣所说的话语的真意。
And slowly we understand the true meaning of the word.
弟兄姊妹，我们既然做了基督徒。
And since we've become Christians,
我们既然与世界和魔鬼隔开，
and we have separated ourselves from the world and Satan,
世界不能给我们什么好处。
The world cannot give us any benefits.
魔鬼邪灵也不能够给我们什么好处。
And those evil spirits cannot give us any benefits.
我们需要单单的仰望我们的救主。
And we have to continue to just look upon
他是我们的一切的供应。
He provides all.
他是我们的救赎。
He is our salvation.
他是我们的圣洁。
He is our sanctification.
他是我们的智慧和供应。
He is our provision and our wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们 常常的有心来追求神的话。
If we are willing to study the word of God.
若是我们常常我们要愿意跟随圣灵的带领。
If we're willing to follow the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意谦卑在圣灵的管制之下。
If we are willing to come under the rule of the Holy Spirit.
神要把许多丰富的属天的知识和恩典赐给了每一个基督徒。
And God will bless us abundantly with the heavenly knowledge.
这是我们的主耶稣本有神的形象。
And so God, He has the quality, He is in the, has the nature of God.
这个形象乃是神的本质。
And this is the nature of God.
这个形象乃是不会改变的一个本质。
And this nature does not change.
但是我们的主耶稣并没有以主的地位来衡量，来夺取神的地位。
But he did not consider that equality as something that to take away from God.
我想这个"抢夺"两个字中文翻得太好了。
And the Chinese translation of the word "grasp" that's very appropriate.
这个有两个意思。
There's two meanings.
一个意思要争，我要。争着要强求我要这样的一个地位。
It's one is like it's competing, compete and to take away.
一个意思就是我要夺取这个地位。
The second is to
你不给我，我也抢过来。
Even if you don't want to give it to me, I'm going to take it.
但是我们的主耶稣成了道成肉身的耶稣的时候
，But when our Lord becomes man,
就是说神的儿子成了人的儿子的时候。
The Son of God becomes a man.
这两个地位完全的不同。
And these two positions are totally different.
一个是非常无限的高位。
And one is infinitely high position.
一个是无限的卑微。
And one is infinitely
high. 但是我们的主耶稣，他愿意顺服天父的旨意。
But our Lord is willing to obey the Father's will.
天父既然造了我们，
the Father made us.
他知道我们是软弱的，
He knows that we're weak.
他知道我们是有限的，
He knows that we're limited.
他知道我们很容易受到了世界上一切的影响，
He knows that we're easily affected by
特别受了撒旦魔鬼的攻击，
especially the attack of Satan.
所以他总是要把他所造的人赎回到他的面前。
So he tried to bring back the people that he had created.
但是他是公义的神。
But he is one who is righteous. He's a righteous God.
所以他必须要借着有一位神的儿子。成了人的形象来拯救世界上的人。
So he uses his son who's God to become man to save man.
这是父神的旨意。
And this is God's
plan. 这是父神的计划。
And it's God's plan.
但是结尾的人子耶稣他非常的谦卑。
But this Son of Man, he is very humble.
这位神人的儿子耶稣，他愿意完全的顺服天父的旨意。
And he completely obeys his Father's will.
所以在第七节就说凡道虚己。
And so second verse said he humbles himself.
他取了奴仆的形象。
And he became found an appearance of man,
成了人的样式
and become the appearance of man.
既有人的样子
and since he become a man,
就自己卑微
that he humbles himself,
全心顺服
and become obedient,
以至于死
even to death,
且死在十字架上
even death on the cross.
因着这样他就用替门徒洗脚做一个表明。
So, because of this, he uses this washing of his disciples.
再一次告诉我们说, 道成了肉身,
so he becomes man and live among men.
解一个道成肉身的,就充充满满,有恩典,有真理。
And he is this becoming of man, he is full of grace and truth.
使徒约翰见证说, 我们见过他的荣光, 正是复读生子的荣光。
And John also testified that they saw this glory and it is the glory of the Father.
我就很简单略略地提一下他乃是谦卑的主。
And so I just briefly describe how he is a humble God.
因为我看到时间走得很快,
because I see that the time has passed by very quickly.
是我没有办法很仔细地解释。
So I cannot really go into much more detail.
希望神给我有机会的时候能够好好地把这几节腓立比书第二章第五节到十一节好好地一起地交通。
So I hope that we have some more time later to be able to share with Philippians.
这是突击教会信徒的信仰。
And these are the beliefs of the
我们来认识我们的所信的主耶稣。
And we believe this our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗特别又是提到初期教会许多的很简单的一个信条。
And Paul told us about the early church and their beliefs.
这是基要的真理。
And these are the truth.
我们有许许多多的看见可能不一样。
And maybe we may see this a little differently.
但是我们基要的信仰, 认识基督到底是谁, 这个不能够不一样。
But the basic doctrine of knowing who Christ is, that cannot be different.
像, 提摩太前书第三章第十六节。
It's like 1 Timothy chapter 3.
那个敬虔的奥秘。
The mystery of godliness.
神在肉身显现,
and God became man in flesh.
总括一句话,
in other words, God humbles himself.
他成了人,
he became man.
他来到地上的有两个目的,
and came to this world has two goals.
一个目的乃是成了钉在十字架上的成了人的救赎。
And one is to be crucified on the cross and become.
他必须付上这个代价。
He has to pay this.
他替你我付上这个代价。
He paid this price for you and I.
第二个，他不断的服侍人。
And secondly, he continues to serve men.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神的宝血的救赎。
Brothers and sisters, we need the blood of Christ for our salvation.
我们不断的要需要主耶稣的服侍。
We continue to need the service of our Lord.
他虽然升到天上,
even though he was raised into heaven,
他常常在天上,
he interceded for us in front of
我们偶尔有什么思想不解,
and sometimes when we have unclean thoughts,
我们的偶尔有什么困难,
and when we have problems,
我们的主在父神的面前来是为替我们祷告,
and our Lord intercedes for us to
the Father. 这是罗马书第八章第三十四节告诉我们的。
And this is what Romans chapter 8 verse 34
told us. 他说谁能够定我们的罪?
He said, who can condemn us?
由我们的主耶稣为我们死了。
Because our Lord has already died for us.
谁能够控告我们?
Who can accuse us?
他乃是为我们在父神，他已经从死里复活，坐在父神的右边替我们祈求。
He's already resurrected and seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us.
我们的主耶稣在父神的面前替我们祷告。
Our Lord is interceding for us.
圣灵也住在我们心里的圣灵，也是用说不出来叹息替我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit is also interceding for us.
弟兄姊妹，我不得不多讲一点。
And I must say this.
这个是我们日常生活的力量。
And this is the strength of our everyday life.
我们没有我们的主也是做大祭司在父神面前祷告。
If we do not have our Lord as the high priest interceding for us,
我们做基督徒的路程乃是一个苦差事。
And our everyday life as a Christian would be
谁能够给我的力量能够得胜过行走这世界上的路程。
Who can help us to have a If the Holy Spirit is not interceding for us, how can I understand the Word of God? How can I have joy from in suffering? How can I have strength to walk this way?
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
在天上，我们的主耶稣坐在父神的右边为我们祷告。
That we have in heaven the Lord sitting at the right hand of God.
在你我的心中，圣灵有说不出来的叹息，替你我祷告。
And in our heart, the Holy Spirit is interceding for us.
这是主的服事。
And this is the service of our Lord.
这是你我不断地需要主耶稣宝血的洁净。
And we need to have continue to have.
现在我们稍微转回到约翰福音。
And let's return to John.
所以第二段从第六节开始。
And the second passage from verse 6.
他不但降卑自己，且了仆人的样式。
Not only he humbles himself and becomes a.
他就拿着一条走进所有。
He took the towel and wrapped around.
随后把水倒在盆里。
And he took the water and poured into the basin.
他倾倒他自己的生命。
He poured out his life.
且了人的洁净。
To become a purification.
只有他的宝血能够洁净我们一切的罪。
Only his blood can purify us.
但是我们问题常常说，我做了基督徒以后，我以后犯罪了怎么办？
But we always say, what happens when I become a Christian and still sin?
有的人说，若是你再犯罪，你就不是基督徒。
And some people say, if you commit a sin, then you're.
你若是偶尔犯罪，你就不是神的儿子。
If you commit a sin once in a while, you're not the Son of God.
这个是常常我们有这样的误解。
And we have this misunderstanding.
但是我们看到主耶稣为门徒洗脚的榜样在上面。
But when we see the example of Jesus washing the disciples,
我们正是像彼得一样。
And we are just like Peter.
他在哀悼西门彼得，彼得就对主说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”
And Simon Peter said, Are you going to wash my feet?
耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”
Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand.
彼得非常的谦卑说：“彼得说，你也不可洗我的脚。”
Peter was very humble. He said, You shall never wash my feet.
耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”
And Jesus said, Unless I wash you, you will have no part with me.
但是彼得又来跟耶稣说：“主啊，我不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”
And then Peter said, Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.
也是说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
And Jesus answered, A person who had a bath needs only to wash his feet.
你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
And you are clean, though not every one of you.
因为他知道要卖他的是谁。
Because he knows who is going to betray him.
所以说，你们不都是干净的。
And that's why he said, Not everyone is clean.
在这里有两个意思。
And here there are two meanings.
一个是个人上不干净。
And one is
一个是团体上不干净。
Personally, and the other is
我们都需要主耶稣替你我洗脚。
And in either one, we need the Lord to wash our feet.
我们多少的时候还是有许多过失。
Many times we have wrongdoings.
这是雅各在雅各第三章的里面。 说到我们在许许多多的事情都有过失。
And in James chapter 3, it says that in many things we still have wrongdoings.
我愿意问 一句话说，在我们的当中，有没有人敢说我没有过失？
Among us, anyone can say that they don't have a fault?
若是没有过失，你可举手。
If you don't have any fault, you can.
我想大家都不敢举手。
Nobody, I think we, no one.
我想有一次在那个夏令会的时候。
And I remember in a summer conference.
有一个讲员就问大家说，你们哪一个家庭夫妻当中没有吵架过？
And the speaker said, among you, which couples have not had a fight?
你们想有没有人举手？
You think anybody would raise their hand?
我确实看见有一对夫妻举手。
And there was a couple that raised their hand.
我不相信。
I don't believe.
我不相信他们两个没有吵架过。
I don't believe that they have not fight.
不过他可能是两个彼此还是合得来。
And maybe they get along very well.
勉强过一个夫妻的生活。
And they can live as a husband and wife.
弟兄姊妹，我们与神的关系。
Our relationship with the Lord.
我们还是有许多过失。
And we still have a lot of wrongdoing.
在神的教会的里面，我们还是有许多过失。
And we have faults, even in the church.
但是神并没有丢弃我。
The Lord did not leave us.
我真的为着神的爱，我而流泪，而欢喜快乐。
And because of His love, I shed tears.
不是我们的义来得着了神的奖赏。
It's not our righteousness that we receive rewards from God.
乃是因着我们主耶稣的爱，爱我们到。
It's because of the love of our Lord Jesus.
他既拯救你，我就拯救到底。
And He saved us even to the end.
他仍然在我们的过失的里面为你我洗脚。
And even in our faults, He washed our feet.
仍然需要他的宝血的洁净。
We still need His blood to cleanse us.
所以约翰，使徒约翰在他的约翰一书的里面。
And so in 1 John,
第一章第八节第六节怎么说？
In chapter 1, verse 8 and 9,
约翰书信乃是给基督徒写的。
And 1 John is written to the Christians.
不是给不信的。
It's not to those who
不是说你现在要悔改认罪，耶稣保全就洗你的罪。
It's not that if you confess to.
这乃是对许许多多的基督徒跟随主耶稣的人说的。
And this was written to all the.
他说我们若是说我们没有罪是自欺。
It says if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves.
我们常常觉得我是最谨慎的。
And many, maybe we think.
我是站着属灵的高远。
We're standing high.
我们常常手指着了其他的弟兄姊妹。
And we can see all the brothers and sisters.
你有罪，你有罪。
And you have sinned. And you
我们眼睛所看的，看别人眼睛的刺。
And we see the speck of dust in.
我们眼睛看不见自己眼中的梁木。
And doesn't see the log in our eyes.
所以我们说，我是最高尚的。
So we always say we are the.
我是可以做助人的榜样。
I can be an example.
我是没有过失的。
Because I don't have any fault.
但是使徒约翰提醒当时的基督徒说。若是我们说没有罪，乃是自欺欺人。
But John reminded the Christian at the time, if we claim to be.
但是我们若是承认我们的罪
，But if we confess our sin,
神不丢弃我们。
The Lord would not.
第九节就接着下面。
And verse 9 says.
他说：若是我们承认我们的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，除去我们一切的不义。
It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our sins.
弟兄姊妹，千万要记得，主耶稣的宝血在我一生的当中一直有效。
Please remember, brothers and sisters, that the blood of Christ is.
但是我需要在神的话语里面得着的光照。
And we have to get the enlightenment from.
我需要在圣灵的光照的里面。
We need to be in the light of the Holy Spirit.
我需要在教会的弟兄的姊妹得着的光照。
And the brothers and sisters should get the light from.
好让我得着了接近。
And just like we're getting cleansed.
这是主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
And this is why Jesus.
他跟彼得说, 你若我不洗你的脚，你就与我无份。
And Jesus said, "You will have no part of me if I don't wash."
我们要不断的与主耶稣基督的宝血、生命、圣灵、一致的连在一起。
We have to continue to be connected to God's Spirit.
我们要承认我们自己的罪。
We have to confess our sins.
神就除去我们的不义。
And He will purify us.
但是我在这里要提醒弟兄姊妹。
And I have to remind you, brothers.
不要说哎呀，神都赦免我的罪，我可以去任意去犯罪。
Since God will forgive me, I can go
sin
some more.
这个不是基督徒的心态。
This is not the right.
那就表明说你里面的生命有问题。
That means the life in you has a problem.
一个基督徒犯罪乃是非常的难过。
Christian, when they sin, they should feel very sad.
因为我们的主耶稣在天上为你我祷告。
And our Lord in heaven will pray for us.
乃是因着 就在我们里面的圣灵，用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
And our the Holy Spirit that lives in us also.
这是关于救恩方面，这是关于那个concerned salvation.
It's concerned our salvation.
那我们看到这个洗脚还有另外的意思。
And we see that this washing of the feet has another.
他以后就告诉门徒说，你们要彼此的洗脚。
And he tells the disciples to watch each other.
我给你们立的榜样。
I've set the example for you.
要你们去行的。
For you to.
不单知道。
Not only to know, but to do it.
并且是一个蒙福的。
And this will be a blessing.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是要洗我们弟兄姊妹的脚的时候。
Brothers and sisters, if we have to wash our brothers and feet.
我们虽然成了仆人。
Even if we become servant.
但是我们来世代理。
We are like a leader.
我不是说以后带领的一定要每一个弟兄姊妹来洗脚。
I'm not saying that those of you who are leaders have to wash the feet.
但是我们知道我们需要前面的弟兄，其他的弟兄姊妹来洗我的脚。
But we need the brothers and sisters who are in front of us to.
我想我没有办法结束今天的整个纲要。
I'm not able to finish the whole.
是耶稣洗完脚以后就站起来。
So Jesus, when he was done, he stood up.
又穿上衣服。
And he put on his.
那就表明说他又升到天上。
It shows that he is.
所以耶稣自己说：“我是你们的主，你们称我为主，我真是你们的主。”
And Jesus also said that I am your Lord.
他乃是救赎的主。
He is our Savior.
他乃是谦卑的主。
He's a humble.
他也是复活的荣耀的主。
And he's also a.
他也是坐在父神的右边的主。
He is one who's sitting at the.
我们要常常的来敬拜他。
We have to come and worship him.
我们常常的要来求告他。
And we have to ask of him.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要人的扶持。
Lord, brothers and sisters, we need.
我们需要人的洗脚。
We need others to wash.
我想，我不得不。 说到我这两天做的梦。
I have to tell you about the dream that I had these last couple of days.
我想也因着我的脚，可能就做了这个梦。
And maybe it's because of my leg that I had this.
但是在梦里，我就觉得真是神再一次的跟我说话。
And in the dream, I believe that Lord had spoke to me once again.
昨天下午，我的脚好像不管用。
And yesterday afternoon, it's like my leg wasn't very useful.
我要吃进去还是痛，从腰部痛到有脚尖。
I have pain from my waist down to the bottom.
所以我不得不躺在床上。
I can only lay on the bed.
我一般来讲的平平的躺着，我用那个红外线来放射的时候，我就渐渐会给减轻我的痛苦。
And I have infrared light on it, and when I lay on my back, and
在睡觉以后，忽然就睡着。And
then after a while, I fell asleep.
我睡的时候就梦到我的走到海边。And
in my dream, I saw I was in the beach.
因为我是海岛出生的一个小孩子。Because
I was born in an island.
所以我常常的梦见走过那个海边。
So I always dreamed that I was walking on the seashore.
那有一个
And then there was a person that was walking with me.
以后他不见,
and then pretty soon he was gone.
我就走的时候就掉在一个水池的里面。
And then I fell into a pool.
这个水池的一边就是要切起来给海，下面就是很深很深的海。
And on one side of it, it was the sea. It was very deep.
我滑进去的时候，我就拼命的就想，希望不要沉下去。我的脚就出力的一直在那边挣扎。
And I was when I fell down, I hope that I won't sink down. So my feet was just kicking.
我挣扎的时候，我就醒。
And when I struggled, I woke up.
哎，我原来是一个梦。
Oh, it was just a dream.
幸亏是一个梦。
And it was good that I had the dream.
今天早上我4点起来。
And this morning I woke up at 4 a.m.
以后看了圣经以后，有一点亲近主，我到6点又睡。
And after I read the Bible and have quiet time, I fell asleep.
我睡了，又也是做一个梦。
And then I had another dream.
这个梦也是在海边海上上走。
And it was also on the seashore.
啊，有一个人就开始跟我说，你就跟我走，我扶着你走。
And a person said, I will help you along.
渐渐他走过去了，我那个就在那一个悬崖的上面。
And I was on the cliff, and he went before me.
那好像很快的就要掉下去。
It's like I'm always.
但是前面我看见很多的人过了那一个一条就非常清，那个非常美妙的一个小溪。
And I saw there were a lot of people that crossed a very clear stream.
这个溪的水非常的干净。
And the stream, the water is very clear.
很多的人就在下面洗脚。
And they were all washing their feet.
他们就声音就说我们在这里真好。
And they said, it's so good to be here.
但是我一直在哪一个地方挣扎。
But I was struggling.
在挣扎的时候我又醒。
And then I woke up.
我就在幸亏还是梦。
And it's good that it's just a dream.
但是我梦醒的时候，我就在神的面前。
And after I was awake,
我就说神啊，我实在需要你为我洗手。
And prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, I really need you to wash my feet.
我在这几十年的里面，我就觉得，所以我服侍人，我不要人来服侍我。
And these many years, I want to serve people, but I don't want people to serve me.
我自己觉得我很自立，很刚强。
And I always think that I'm very strong.
我不随便请父母替我做任何的事情。
I don't ask my wife to do things for me.
甚至有时候她替我，比如说饭菜预备好，我不是心里不是很高兴。
And sometimes, even she prepared everything for me, I'm not very happy. Because I think that I want to serve and not to be served. And I think that's a little bit extreme. In my old age, I now realize I need brothers and sisters to.
我需要我的救世主不断的来拯救我。
I need my Lord to continue to save.
不但他拯救我的来生，我也需要他拯救我这一生。
Not only our what's come in the future, but also in this life.
弟兄姊妹，你我都需要我们的主耶稣的洗脚。
Brothers and sisters, we all need. Our Lord's washing of our feet.
And
we also need to forgive one another and serve one another. And this is our belief. And this is and this is also the way of the church. And may the Lord bless His own work. Bless His church. And bless those who follow Him. Till the end.
等到我们一点的渐渐的声音没有了，我们的呼吸渐渐的短促的时候，我们能够见到我们所相信的神。
Until our voice becomes dim and one day we see our Lord. Let us bow and pray. Gracious Lord,
and
you put your word in front of us. Lord, so many times we feel that we don't need you. And many times we feel that we can walk ourselves. But finally, when our voice stopped, when our breathing stopped, when our hands cannot move, when our feet cannot walk,
主啊，我们仍然到你的面前说，我们需要你。
We come before you and said, Lord, we need you.
我们需要你宝血不断的来接近我们。
We need your precious blood to continue to cleanse us.
我们更是需要你不断的来扶持我们。
We need you to continue to support us.
好让我们从你的扶持的里面，我们也能够扶持我们的弟兄姊妹。
That in how you serve us, that we can serve our brothers and sisters. And we can serve in your work. And we preach your love to others. May you bless your work. Bless your church. So that our hearts could be satisfied because of you. And we have the strength from you. We continue to walk. And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.